Tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la tra la la tra.
Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 78. I'm TJ.
I'm Joe.
I'm Chad.
Welcome to the show.
In your start with pleasure, boom, shape, pleasure.
All Rainbow!
Alright, so this week is going to be probably a bit of a short week on the podcast.
After last week's madness?
After last week's madness, yeah. I know we're all paying for that. So, we'll kind of skip feedback this week. Zach, I know you kind of wrote in, but we're having some technical difficulties, as always. Going to some console wars, some TV, some movies, and some games. What we will mention is Zach did something for us this week, which is pretty awesome.
How do you do?
Chad, do you want to fill us in?
Yes, I do. Well, he finally, I don't know, what was it?
Finally?
No, sorry. He finally came in, I should say. It took a while. But, yeah, like it was a couple episodes ago or a few episodes ago, we talked about top five props for movies or games.
Yeah,
and we went on at length talking about the Golden Triforce and how it'd be impossible to have it. Like it would be like a second house kind of thing. Whatever we mentioned.
Well,
the value.
Yeah, the cost alone. It's like we need to buy the house first and then get the solid gold Triforce.
Yeah, after into we sell the home. Those.
Well, I guess.
You have so two houses, you sell one, and then you buy a golden Triforce. put it in your other house.
Didn't we say, like, it's, instead of, like, your savings account, you just invest in gold and actually forge your savings into a solid gold Triforce that's just in your house?
I'm sure it was probably mentioned.
No, and then TJ and I talked about how U.S. currency is no longer...
Oh, yeah.
Backed
against gold.
Yeah, it's no longer... Yeah, backed, I guess, is the word to use. But, yeah, just your entire savings. Like, some people buy real estate, and that's their savings account. But, no, we buy solid gold triangles. And then... and stack them into Triforces. So, go on. So, Zach was inspired.
Yeah, Zach was inspired. Loves the show.
Zach the Welder.
As Zach we found out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
He's quite crafty, apparently.
Yeah. So, should we mention that Chad has hoarded this fucking thing? And
yeah,
none of us have seen it?
I got it yesterday.
He won't even show us a picture of the goddamn thing. It's that precious to him.
I've been busy. I opened it up yesterday, finally got it. You did an amazing job. It looks incredible. It's perfectly proportioned.
God.
It has a great welder.
Is it flat?
That's what I wanted.
It's flat.
Okay, it's 2D.
You hang this thing on the wall?
I haven't yet. I planned on bringing it here.
Well, we should clarify that. We kind of scrambled to get this episode put together. We're stateside at this point. It's very late. And
I didn't want to get pulled over at the border and have to explain what it was.
Not only that, I mean, we were late getting across the border. So, I mean, the Triforce...
Chad was busy finding a house to put the Triforce in, is basically what it came down to, right?
Yeah, long story short, we don't have anything prepared. But we're here anyway.
And we're talking.
About Gamescom.
And a movie.
And a quick top five that Joe has five answers to.
Actually,
not even top five, just whatever we can think of for that.
You want to dive right into it?
The cliffhangers.
I don't actually have anything prepared. Oh, that's the theme of this episode is... not being prepared.
Okay, so cliffhangers.
Is that what you... Yeah, I mean...
We leave you waiting for more.
We just...
Hang on for next week.
Oh my god, we're getting so ahead of ourselves. Yeah, I mean, I finished Last of Us. And, I mean, the game does end. One of us here hasn't... One of us here hasn't finished it, so, I mean, I have to be vague.
It's me.
But the game does end, and I was blown away by the events that lead up to the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of the game itself. You'd think, Chad, you know what I'm talking about. If I called it the epilogue, would everyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so the epilogue, just disgusting. So good. So fucking good. And I don't know if I've ever been more excited for a sequel to a game ever. Yeah. So, I mean, we were talking about what top five are we going to do this week. And I said, fucking cliffhanger endings, man. What left you wanting more?
Yeah.
And TJ shot that down, so I never wrote down my list. But, I mean, let's rapid fire. Desolation of Smog is one.
Yeah, I had that on there.
Kaboom.
What have we done? Oh, Misty Eye.
Yeah. Considered Mass Effect 2, but not, I don't know.
Mm.
The army of
pretty satisfying
the army of Reapers.
Yeah,
you see them at the end of Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
Fuck, what else? I
got one.
I told myself I'd leave Star Wars out of it, but Empire.
Yeah.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah, I thought the movie was over. I thought the series was over.
I mean, that's not a cliffhanger then. Or yeah, did you think that there was no answers?
I just thought that was it. I was like, shit.
The Matrix. He gets off the payphone and just can fly. Neo.
That was really good.
That's badass. It's a good ending.
Lost season 3. Pretty much every episode of Lost.
Every episode. Yeah.
But Lost season 3, we gotta go back.
Yeah. Fuck, I did have 5 at one point, but now it's escaping me.
We gotta go back.
Well, I mean, why are we even talking about this? We didn't decide that we were gonna do the top 5. You know what?
There is top 5.
Why don't we do it next week? We'll do it next week. You guys throw in your opinions of what you think are some great cliffhanger endings.
There we
left
go.
You wanting more.
Yeah, so just
and
taste.
we'll do a full blown top 5 next week. What do you say? What do you say, listeners? What do you say, Zach?
See it.
Fano, Big Mike.
See it.
Tim.
Manuel.
Manu Biggs. Tom Munger, hopefully.
Oh, me. Tom Munger.
He says he listens.
I listen to it.
Chad, let's all top cliffhanger endings. What movie, TV, games? Sherlock, season 2.
Oh my god, yeah. Big cliffhanger.
Another good one?
Literally a cliff.
I thought that your wife spoiled it for me, but then you know you watch the episode and you realize there is no spoiler to be had.
No, that's right.
Good.
That's cool.
Sherlock.
It is cool. It's a good show.
Great show.
Nice. What are we doing?
Oh, games? Kill Bill Volume 1.
Is that another one? I forget what happens.
You hear that the baby is still alive. Anyway.
There's so many out there.
Top cliffhanger endings. Open-ended anything. Look forward to it next week. Coming next week. Anyway, I digress. What were we saying?
So, is there any console war stuff you had?
I had a lot of game news.
Okay.
Tons of games.
Let's do it.
I suppose that counts as console wars.
Games. Alright, so Gamescom was this week.
Right.
Much to my surprise. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I have not been.
It's like last Friday, it's like big shit coming out.
Yeah.
What the hell?
My finger is so far from the pulse of what's happening right now. Just this week alone, like I'm not there.
I'm just excited for Destiny. I don't really care about anything else.
Do you just think about that every, like, 4 days it pops in your head?
Destiny?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day? It's every day. It keeps coming back. Like, I just think about the experience that I had. It's disgusting.
Last time we talked about
what grip it has on me.
Last time we talked about Destiny, you mentioned the end game. What does the end game look like?
Hmm.
Have you seen the end game web docs?
I've read about what it is. 6-person party raids.
Real
no
good.
Public matchmaking. That's kind of...
Real good.
What I see.
Really?
What do you mean, real
oh, yeah.
good?
It's real good though.
Like you've seen videos and it looks
there's a developer diary about just the end game. And they're like the whole thing is pretty much like we can't really show you anything but we're not fucking around. And I was like, that's all I need to hear.
I just need to know that there's a lot of content.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a bit.
Okay.
That's awesome.
The fact that they're talking about the end game and there's a diary about it, they're obviously their mind's in the right place.
There's you know things I mean? That you can't even buy until you earn score by playing these missions after the end game.
Right.
Like, the more end game you play, you earn currency to level up and all this wild shit.
And get that's the real good gear, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's incredible.
But I don't want to play the same raid over and over again. Like, to a certain extent, yes. But, you know, I want variety. Yeah, I want different experience. I don't want it to just be a gear chase 100%. I know, to a certain extent, it will be.
The beta
but...
was exactly that.
Okay, but you're when you're gear hunting, you're going into a...
You say gear chase as if it's a bad thing.
It is.
No. I am saying it like it's a bad thing. It's not as bad as I'm making it out to be. I just want there to be some kind of variety in the play. I don't want to play fucking Devil's Lair 1,000 times in a row because it's the best gear in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want there to be 10 levels. Maybe that's asking too much. But you just play them as a variety, and they're all very difficult.
Yeah, well, you know what? We can talk about this game. It's so close.
We have.
It is so close. With 2 weeks?
Pretty soon we'll all hate it.
I'm going to hate it.
2 weeks?
Three.
Really?
I think
no.
It's 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks.
I came into some money. My dad bought me a ticket at a church raffle.
Yeah.
My name came up.
Really?
Yeah. My name came up. He says it was a $500 prize.
Nice.
And my dad says, you know what? Your name came up. I'd really appreciate it if, you know, you would front me the cash to pay for the tickets. I said, you know what? Let's split it. Stand up, son. Achievement unlocked.
How much for the tickets?
Yeah. Well, he spent about $100 on the tickets.
Damn.
Oh, shit. I was like, let's split it. So $250 each. Thanks, Dad.
Cool.
Thanks for looking out, buddy.
Right on.
Good guy.
I thought you split the ticket.
No, man. We split the whole prize.
I'll give you half of the cost of the ticket.
Yeah.
And all the winnings.
And I'm going to spend it on my fucking stairs.
Nice.
What an ass.
No.
Right now, they're... You guys know.
Yep.
They're just...
Hollow.
Tuba 16s or whatever they are.
Tuba?
Tuba 16s.
That's part of the structural integrity of the cove. The cove is...
The cove is gone.
Well,
it's full of snowboards and...
The cove will live again.
Drywall. Chad's cove.
Yeah.
Cove sounds like a fun house.
Get in.
Oh, you're gonna get in. Mind over matter, dude.
Yeah.
Visualize it.
I am. I'm so far out. Hope the offer's high enough.
Gamescom!
Baby, one more pill will help me close my eyes to the pain I feel. Ooh, I can't sleep, let's lay him beside me. Alright, so to my surprise and delight, Geometry Wars 3. Dimensions.
What?
Coming out all consoles.
I don't care about that game at all.
I'm so excited for it.
I'm glad it's coming out.
I think it's
gonna be a lot of fun.
Geometry Wars 2, I gave a 5.
Yeah, you did.
And it was amazing. That game was so much fun.
We should really be keeping track of our ratings, by the way.
I remember.
They can be put on the site.
That brings me back to our soft rating option.
Soft rating? Without a...
Just like, hey, I watched this, it's a 4.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You know, no actual review, just a rating, a system to rate. And we should allow listeners to also rate on our site.
The listener thing I can work on. The soft rating I can also maintain as I go through the episodes.
Sounds good, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
I'd like to help you out on that.
Well, you can log in and do your own ratings. I'll show you how to do it later.
Quantum Break! We all watched it.
I did not.
I watched five minutes of it.
Horrible.
I watched about 5 minutes of it, but...
No.
You don't think so?
I think it's a no for me, but I don't own an Xbox, first of all. So, I mean, it was very difficult to actually get involved. And, you know, like... And everything looked great, and it was fine, and it looked better than an Xbox game. I'll give it that. And then the camera zoomed out a little bit, and it was a standard over-the-shoulder... Hide behind cars.
It looks like
shooter.
Alan Wake.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Alan Wake. There's a lot of, like, effects from Alan Wake.
Some trench coats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Alan Wake was a fucking great game. And
I don't even know if I've seen gameplay of that game.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
I never played it.
I just wasn't into it.
It's pretty bad. Like, it looked like shit. And that was touted as, like, one of the greatest looking games. It was awful. The game was a lot of fun.
You know what? It came out next to Chocolate Rain. And I was watching it, and I was thinking, like, Chocolate Rain looks a lot better.
What?
Heavy Rain.
Oh.
I actually thought you meant Taye Diggs, or whatever the guy's name is.
You know, it was a giant joke fail. and I'll shut up for 3 minutes.
It came out the same day as Red Dead Redemption. So I was like, Red Dead, Chocolate Rain, I don't get it. All right, anyways.
Heavy Rain.
I thought it looked amazing. And
there was footage of this game long ago, correct? CGI video?
Yeah.
I remember seeing it.
And it's much like that.
It was actually live action.
It looked like a B title at the time. Like, it just looked like something some shitty studio was trying to whip together.
I think they develop it like that. Like, it kind of looks like a B movie.
No, it's supposed to look like shit.
No, but like, they are really, like, kind of hokey. They take a lot of... They said they took a lot of hits from Twin Peaks.
Well, the word is campy.
Campy, there we go.
You know what I mean? And I'll get into campy a little bit later.
Campy me. Tearaway coming to PS4. That's that Vita exclusive.
Yeah.
Uninterested, remaking
it. I think it looks amazing. It's really cool.
So, is Tearaway side-scrolling on Vita?
No.
Okay, so it is 3D.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like little pieces of paper. You can draw pieces of paper, layer them, and then you can put them to life in the game.
Shelby is, she's wanting, man. She's wanting a game to play. She keeps asking me, like, about PVZ and Peggle. And I have to put my Pinox between my legs and say, it's an Xbox One exclusive. I'm like, no, there is no Peggle for PS4. And you know what, too? I'll be honest.
That sucks.
She was like, so are those games only on Xbox? It's like, well, actually, PVZ's not out for console yet. And yes, as of right now, Peggle is exclusive to Xbox One. And she's like, so they're not on PlayStation, right? She's like, yes. No, they're not.
PVZ Garden Warfare is coming out for PS4. Soon. Well, like
even week. That, I was like, oh, Garden Warfare. And she's like, oh, cool. And I'm like, you won't like it.
Yeah. She might. Maybe it's easy.
No. I downloaded her, what's the PlayStation Plus game? Not Fez, but
Road Not Taken.
Yeah, I downloaded that for
Peanuts.
We watched the video and I was like, this seems like it's right up your alley. She has no idea what I'm talking about because it looks like shit. I was like, no, grid based weird thing game, grid based weird thing simulator. So I downloaded it and put the controller next to her and left.
She like it, hate it,
and
I have no idea. I wasn't done downloading. I'm here.
Oh, today.
Yeah, this was today.
Oh, I played it.
Is it shit?
How is it?
It's bad. Yeah. You know, it's...
pretty bad.
It's definitely going to sell itself on how cool the puzzles get, but I don't think the basis for the puzzles are any good. You pick up things and you shoot them across the map in the direction that they are relative to you on the grid, yeah. And you just move things to try to get to people and then return the people back to their mothers or, like, babies and shit. So it's very
tedious,
basic. Like, it's kids could play the game and understand it. You know, it's made for 12-year-olds, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What else you got?
Next is Assassin's Creed Rogue, the one coming up for last gen.
I guess it's only just like a last gen exclusive, eh?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, we're gonna remake it in 5 minutes and put it on Vita. PS4 and Xbox One.
Vita crossplay.
What was the game you said sold you on Vita? Didn't you say this game?
Oh, it was
House of Cards.
House of Cards one.
Oh, how?
Well, you have to watch more than one episode, you dickhead.
Oh, you mean there's a reference to Vita in House of Cards?
Kevin Spacey plays PS3 and Vita like all the time.
Yeah, he walks into Peter Russo's apartment. And he's like, "Is that a PS Vita?"
Oh, yeah, really?
My son plays it all the time. He's like, I love it.
You didn't...
It's like, I've been looking to give me one of these.
I'm surprised you didn't turn it off right then and just start yelling at your TV for the shameful plug that is like the PlayStation plug.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe
you hate
just,
that.
Maybe it's just the fact that I like PlayStation.
Well, I mean, they're not going to have fucking Frank Underwood talking about 3DS. The guy plays video games, right?
It's not like, whatever he chooses.
Is that Pokemon like you're playing? Is that Pokemon? Oh, I can't do it.
Is that Pokemon?
This is the impersonation of the week here. You're Frank Underwood. Impersonation.
No.
Is that a 3DS?
That's pretty good.
Son's got one of these. He often plays the Pokemans.
On his PS Vita. Silent
My
Hills.
My impersonations are so bad.
Last week was good.
Last week was really good.
Really? The Rocky
Festival? It was the impersonation of the week, and that's not just because it was the only impersonation.
Now, let me tell you... Oh, wait, Jesus.
You might already know. Hey, you only stand to go downhill from here. It was good last week.
Fano told me, told us, that it was Rocky, the newest Rocky movie.
It is.
Balboa?
It's from Rocky Balboa.
Shit, I didn't know.
Redacted.
It says it on the heading, or like the news article.
That's how winning's done?
Yes. I mean, Silent Hills,
yeah.
The PT demo.
Why'd you pluralize it?
it's called Silent Hills.
The new game is called Silent Hills?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I didn't know the new game had a... I thought you were...
Who played PT?
I did.
And?
I watched a video of it, and it was awfully horrifying.
Okay. Do you know what... Yeah, do you know what it is? It's two fucking hallways connected.
I thought it was one hallway.
Well, it's one hallway in an L shape.
Yeah.
And it's the most terrifying game I've ever played in my life.
So you just traverse hallway, you traverse the L, and it talks in your ear and freaks you out?
Yeah. There's not even talking, there's a radio.
I listened to IGN play it, and there were two guys talking over it, and like the sound was barely there.
Oh.
And they were just joking the whole time.
No, you gotta put the headphones on.
I was still so scared. Like,
yeah?
Like just
good.
Walking around.
I have two reservations about this. Number one. The audience they picked to show on screen, you know, like, here's footage of actual people playing.
Yeah.
That one chick screaming?
A little bit.
Yes.
All right, okay. Secondly, this thing went off, like, I mean, successful marketing, right? That's PT. Everyone went on. Everyone played it. Many of us, I mean, the All Range Mode gang, right? Like, I didn't play it and Chad didn't play it. Everybody else did, right?
Yeah, Tim and Dan did.
You guys loved it.
Fano, yeah.
So, why bail on the marketing? Why bail on the secrecy marketing thing?
Okay, you've...
20, like, you've hooked... 2 hours later, like, oh, that's Silent Hills. Why?
Hold on.
You had something going there. Like, the anticipation, the speculation, all of that. It could have amalgamated into, like, different Silent Hills teases and just, like, you know, keep us on the hook. They just announced it. Oh, PT, yeah, at Silent Hills.
I don't think it hurted them with regards to marketing. If they would have hooked me with Silent Hill, but they might not have hooked somebody else. They hooked that somebody else with PT, a new type of horror game, and then once they hooked everybody, they threw in Silent Hill and got the rest of the people who didn't jump on the bandwagon. Maybe they could have waited a little while to give it...
Well, here's another trick. They tried the same thing with Phantom Pain. Remember Hospital Crawl trailer?
Yeah.
And then they announced, it's Metal Gear Solid. So, like... They failed once because everyone was kind of like, oh, it's Metal Gear, because it was fucking Snake in the trailer in the hospital crawl trailer. But this time you had no idea what it was. New indie horror game. Go play the demo. Seems like everybody did.
80 studios or whatever. Yeah.
Seems like everyone was fine, and then they just bailed on the secrecy. Like, I don't know. I mean, I have no problem with it. I'm just thinking, like, you could have had a lot of people hooked on the hype train. You know, nobody knew what it was.
Can you beat it?
Tim or Dan need to be here. I feel like I did not get it to a definitive ending.
Did you get grabbed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's playable trailer.
I think Tim thought that was a definitive ending. I don't know. I gotta ask Tim what he thought the ending was, because when I stopped, it put me back into the game, and I was like, did you just restart? Or, I'm like,
there's credits at the end, right?
Okay, I didn't get to credits. And I asked him, like, where am I? Help me get past this, because I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, is it this? No, I did that. Is it this? No, I did that. I have no idea. So, maybe I just missed something. Like, it's...
Did you go into the bathroom? The door closes?
Oh, yeah, I did all that. I got way past that. They changed to some other thing, and then there's a very hard thing to find.
I can't even imagine.
Tim told me where to find it. I found it, and I went through that, and it...
Scream at all?
No, I didn't. This is the really cool thing about the game. It's like, it kept me on edge completely, so that way when the jump came at me, I wasn't gonna scream. Like, I'm just like tightening as many muscles in my body as possible. Like, I'm ready for it. I feel like it's not gonna be now. That means it's probably gonna be now. I turn my mind. Like, I just it's and the sound, like the overdramatics, or what do we call it, the sound effects.
Yeah.
Like, just you're walking this hallway and like there's banging on the door and it sounds like it's like just behind you on your left.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, and like, oh, it's so impressive. That the sound effects really sell the game, I think, in those two little hallways.
Yeah.
There's little things where, like, you see a creepy glimpse of a person, and it freaks you out. But it's the sound effects that set the whole mood for the game. Just and you know the concept of your loop, right?
Yeah.
So you go in one door in the hallway, and you go out the other, and then you end up in the same hallway, and you keep doing that. So it's got this like weird like Twilight Zone vibe thing, you know, just so freaky. It's not the jumping thing will make you jump, but that's just one point in the game, or maybe 2 points in the game. Right?
It's the first time where you turn the corner.
It's not even the first time. It's well,
yeah, it's like
into
like,
the game,
yeah,
or the teaser as they call
it.
But then
there's somebody like standing, just like looking up.
Yeah, you are the guy standing looking up.
What? Really?
You see a person looking up?
Yeah.
No, what
like,
I saw
as you turn, you go through the main door, go to the end of the hallway, you turn, and there's somebody standing like near the coat rack.
Oh, and they quickly disappear?
Up. Yeah, you walk towards them, the lights go off.
Yeah,
and you
okay.
have to keep
Sorry,
walking
right.
like into it because you have no other place to go.
Yeah, that happened, and then like you see them, you look. I don't know what to do. You look in the bathroom, and there's like a zoom. And the way you trigger the next scene is to zoom into the bathroom. It took me so long to figure that out. And when you finally do zoom in, someone walks in front of the crack. It's the same person. Just freaks you out completely, grabs the door, and closes it really quickly. And you're just like, you know they're behind there, but you can't get in.
Yeah.
So you go through the door again, you do the loop, and you come back out, and eventually they kind of jump at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of freak you out. And then there's, obviously, it continues on beyond that. Like, it unfolds the story through the...
Here's the thing. The whole game can't be that experience.
My problem is I'm worried they've sold the game as being this like creepy vibe where they take a small concept and they blow it up into something really, like long and freaky. It's not gonna be that. It can't be that.
I mean the Chad effect. As soon as you have a health meter, or like as soon as you like you have to, you know, you want to go into this scary environment and survive it.
As soon as
you throw
combat mechanics, even there's no combat mechanics in the teaser.
As soon as you like, okay, that's obviously I died there, and then they expect you to play through it again. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to be scared by this 10 times in a row. You know, I mean, that's what breaks down horror games. You know, like, it's... They need to figure out, like, where... I mean, I don't want to say where you can't die, but where you actually are afraid to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, what happens when you die that's not just start at the checkpoint that was 5 seconds earlier, you know? So it's like, it takes the... I mean, the Last of Us does that sometimes, too. Like... You'll get taken down, and it's like, oh, okay, now I'm in a game. I'm part of this game now. I'm no longer afraid. Now I'm just mad.
Yeah.
Dude, I would say in the teaser, you don't even die, per se.
No.
You could already be dead. Who knows? But they do an amazing job of that without killing you. So I'm not worried about the feeling of being scared and there being some weight to your death. I'm just worried about... they've set a certain, like, vibe with the game, and I thought it was a brand new franchise... So I thought, like, they're going to have this weird vibe where, again, like, there's, like, looping rooms and weird stuff with reality. And I don't think they're going to deliver because it's going to be a Silent Hill game where they've got a story, they've got a character, you're progressing from one point to the next point.
But Silent Hill always has, like, tiny little areas that you're going through. Like, you go through a hospital, like a school kind of thing.
You're right.
This is a perfect example. I want to see a two-hour game. Show, like, maybe there's multiple ways to play through it.
Silent Hill 2 is amazing. Just that fog.
Yeah.
If you're walking through the town and it's foggy and like
things coming
you turn a corner and you're back to where you just were, like, how the hell do I get to where I'm supposed to go? Wow. Just weird shit keeps happening to you. That would be really cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. The graphics too were amazing, eh?
Yeah. I was watching it just the terrible quality and it looked amazing, yeah. Is that it for Hills?
Have you guys ever heard of a game called D for PlayStation?
No.
You talk about a two-hour game. You have 2 hours to complete the game D, and then it resets.
That's awesome.
It's a game on rails. So graphically, it was like ahead of its time because everything was pre-rendered. Nice. And you would just choose a direction. And it was like a creepy horror game. That's You'd look cool. into a bowl of water, and it would turn to blood. And then there'd be like a hint in it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of a funny game. Anyway, moving on.
All right, big news. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's tough to swallow.
Well, give us the big news.
Exclusive to Xbox One.
There you go.
Timed,
yeah.
Now, okay.
It'll be exclusive for like 6 months.
I saw three articles on IGN within the half an hour. One said it's an exclusive to Xbox One. Second one said coming first to Xbox One. Third one said Xbox One like exclusive again or something like that. Or watch the Xbox One exclusive. I go back to look at that second one, and it had switched. it switched away from timed Xbox One or Xbox One first to Xbox One exclusive again. So it's like, get their story straight. What's going on here? You know, and then I guess...
It's getting more clicks the other way.
The big news is, it's timed exclusive, which is...
They're pissing off Microsoft, probably, saying, don't worry, just wait, and it'll come to PlayStation.
It's an easier pill to swallow, but, I mean, I fucking loved that game. And I was really looking forward to the sequel, to be honest.
Especially a next-gen sequel.
Like, yeah. Proper. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm timed. Somebody spilled the beans, and now I don't give a shit.
I mean, you guys probably don't care about this, but Defense Grid 2.
What is that?
I don't care about that.
Have you Have you heard about it?
I have heard about it. I know you played it. I know you played the original.
I love that game. It's just it's a tower defense game, but it's done very, very well. And it was an arcade game on Xbox 360. Comes out September 23rd.
Not bad.
Those games are awesome. They're easy. They're just fun to just progress through.
Trophies.
And chivos. BioWare's new game. The game they've been teasing for weeks now. Just giving live action trailers to kids with superpowers. It's called Shadow Realms. It looks terrible.
Okay, I was going to hang my hand up high right here and be like, this game looks like shit. And then wait for the high five.
Yeah, I'll slap that.
Okay, let me slap it. Here, let's get a good one.
Let's get a good one.
There we go, buddy. You know...
It looks terrible.
It looked really bad, visually.
Yeah.
And I scroll down and start reading, and it's like, BioWare's online multiplayer game. I'm like, okay, here we go. They took the fucking Old Republic engine, tried to squeeze more money out of it, and...
It's made by BioWare Austin. I don't know what BioWare Austin has done, but that's like a newer development studio.
Do you remember when BioWare lost their... integrity. right before Mass Effect 3, they started launching iPhone games, and everything from EA. EA was just throwing the name BioWare on all these properties, and we're just like, but
they're also making Dragon Age, right?
Well, I'm sure somebody's making Dragon BioWare. Age that they called BioWare.
Yeah, BioWare makes it.
Hey, we're making this game. You're BioWare now.
Yeah. This it's game an RPG, needs... BioWare, yeah.
Yeah, you're BioWare now, so live with it. Austin, Austin, Texas, Inc.
Ugh. That game was bad, so bad.
BioWare experiencing some hiccups. Casey Hudson, goodbye.
That's sad.
Do we know why?
I don't know.
He's done?
Maybe he didn't like the EA stomping.
Maybe. What role does he play, though? Game design, story, like, is it like... he's just a producer, right? Like, he's in charge of everything.
Lead director or something like that.
Yeah, I think he was director.
Yeah.
Like, integral to the direction of like how they play.
So he hires the team that puts together the story.
Well, he manages the team. Like, this is the kind of game we're going to have. This is the kind of feel it's going to be. Yeah. This is what we're trying to achieve.
Well, I mean, perfect timing. That it's not in the... Well, he wasn't even involved with Mass Effect.
Which?
I'm just saying, like, Mass Effect, the new Mass Effect.
Oh, in Montreal or whatever?
Yeah. So, I mean... There's talented people at that studio.
I hope so.
I hope they can put together a good Star Wars game and a good Mass Effect game. A lot of guys left.
Like, that... there were two doctors, like, Ray Musica.
I'm not familiar.
They're two guys that like, founded BioWare. They left to make their own beer. And
that's pretty cool.
And Casey Hudson now left. Like, there were three integral roles within BioWare. They're just taken off.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. And they fired their lead writer, right?
Yeah.
Right after Mass Effect 3
Drew Karpyshyn.
Well, I mean, I like what I'm hearing about Mass Effect 4.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Comic-Con stuff?
No, actually. Oh, the Mako?
They went to Comic-Con, showed off the Mako and the uniform. And the key to the presentation was that everything was exploration-based. You know, now you can see from what your character is wearing that, you know, it's not combat armor.
I love that.
And I was just like, sounds awesome. Yeah. Sounds great.
Discovering other races for the first time, maybe?
Yeah, well, they couldn't really talk about any of that. People were asking, like, are there Asari in it? And there's like, are you kidding? You're asking me that question? No, I'm not going to tell you the answer. Sit down. But they're just like, yes, there's alien races. And, you know, here's the Mako. Do you have any Mako questions? Oh, yeah, are you going to be using the Mako to discover Asari planets? Sit down.
Do you again?
What is Mako?
The Mako is from Mass Effect 1. God damn it, TJ.
I'm sorry.
And there was side missions where you could explore planets. You know, you could decide to land on any planet, not any planet, but a significant amount of planets. You could just land on them, search them for artifacts.
I did this mine them Mass for Effect ore. 1.
Yeah, you can mine them. And it was a bit of a shallow experience. I mean,
it was just an open area with like drive from one end to the other, and then so there's a little.
They refined that in Mass Effect 2. They got rid of the Mako, and they just said you can scan the planets like with a mini game.
But what is Mako?
The Mako is the your tank.
Okay.
The vehicle you use to traverse these planets.
Yep.
They brought it back in Mass Effect 2 with DLC.
No, that wasn't the Mako though. That was the Firefly or whatever, the flying one.
Whatever.
The Mako had wheels.
This one hovered, and you could like move side to side. The thing was really cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
PS4 and Last of Us, top sellers for July.
Cool.
Way to go.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, no way.
Moving on.
Battlefield Hardline, they showed off single player. Did you guys watch that by any chance?
No.
I did not.
It looks kind of cool. But it's a lot of the same kind of sneaking around. Like, you're in a base, you're captured, like, we gotta get out of here. Throwing a fucking bottle, and what's that? Like, that's gotta stop. Like,
that does have to stop.
Yeah.
Like, who's there?
Like, look at what we can do now. You can distract the guards, so you can sneak in. You could do that fucking 15 years ago, and they're talking like it's new. But it's, it looked...
New guard distracting technology.
The shooting looked cool. Like, whenever they were in a firefight, there was just pieces of wood flying everywhere, and it looked kind of cool.
Neat.
Probably not buying it, but
I think you will.
I don't know. Hate the hate for that game. Advanced Warfare.
Woo!
Since when are you guys badmouthing fucking Battlefield games?
Since they gave it to Visceral and made it about cops and robbers and not fucking cool shit like Advanced Warfare.
Man,
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be cynical, but
the game mechanics are what makes those games. It's the way you can shoot and the vehicles you can use. It's not about.
I've praised Hardline before. I think it'll be fun. The cops and robbers angle is kind of a cool way to approach it. But what I was honestly thinking, like, this is cool. Like they were going to focus on multiplayer. Like, just focus on new maps, and it's just going to be completely PvP.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what kind of horrible story are they going
to
put in?
You know why I think they're doing that? Is to justify a new game versus a DLC. Or part of premium. It's just like, people are bitching, why the fuck is this a whole new game? And it's just, oh, we'll throw a single player in there. It's a new game now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are putting a lot of effort into it. Like, there's real actors that are doing mocap and acting out the scenes.
Yeah. See, but I don't really trust anything that BioWare, Visceral, or DICE are putting together right now.
Why?
Because I think it's clear that they were handed solid gold franchise.
Yeah.
And it's like, anything that's happening now is what they could afford to put their expendable people on while the real people are building Star Wars games.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's true, but why wouldn't that be true?
Yeah. I don't know why Visceral's making this stupid fucking game, though.
Yeah, Battlefield.
I think I'm most disappointed that they're not making like either Dead Space 4 or Star Wars Bounty Hunter 2.
Yeah, well, they probably are.
Yeah.
And here's what they're giving you in the
meantime. We made this sweet game where you can sneak.
Right click, add police art.
Yeah.
Relaunch it again.
Put in desert. Journey and the Unfinished Swan coming to PS4 remastered. I'm excited to play Journey. I never played it.
I'm excited for whatever one of them is going to be free
in 6 months. Multiplayer Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was shown off.
I didn't watch any of that.
It looks kind of cool. It looks pretty cool. I don't know. It got me excited just to maybe get into Call of Duty multiplayer.
I don't know.
Just because it's so, it's like an RPG. Like, you can put points wherever you want to make your game and your character play however you want to play.
Really?
And Battlefield's really just, like, I can add a new attachment to my gun to make it a little more easy.
Yeah, in Battlefield, you have to invest in specifics.
Yeah, like, you find a perfect way to play in Battlefield, and it's just, like, I play with C4, and I play with a ammo pack, so I just have infinite C4. That's my game, and it's fun.
Not only that, like, if I get a new weapon, I have to essentially start fresh with that weapon to advance that weapon.
It's like that in Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're more of an investor in those, in, like, the long-term, you know, gear, you know, expansion. Like, the adding to your gear. Like, getting new equipment and add-ons and stuff like that.
It looked cool, though. It was a lot like the way you move in Titanfall. And,
more floaty, more,
Yeah, you have double jumps because you have that ship suit now. Yeah. Ship suit.
You know when, like, I getting back to Destiny, where we all want to be talking about it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be tough, like, because you'll spend months, I imagine, developing your playstyle and your weapon, and you may find that it's not working out. You know, you need to backtrack and
it happens all the time. Like, you find a good gun. Like, okay, this gun seems like it's overpowered or something, or I'm just doing really well with it.
Yeah.
And then the next update goes by and they just babied the gun.
Well, it's like Resident Evil 4. You know, like, if you stick with the weapon that you have, like, you can upgrade your sniper rifle all the way, but then, like, partly through the game, you get the semi-automatic sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I bailing on all that progress that I've put into the regular sniper rifle? Sucks. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make choices like that. Like, based on how you guys are playing with me.
Yeah.
It's like, am I the best fit for this team? Maybe I need to upgrade this. And you essentially are starting fresh.
To be honest, Destiny does a pretty good job of mitigating that in the sense that there's not a better sniper rifle. It's the same sniper rifle, but with better stats. Like,
you just have to use it more?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you're not... I mean,
yeah, you can put your skill points in different spots within the gun, right?
That.
But what if you decide that, like, the path that you've chosen, you know, might be the wrong idea, might be the wrong plan?
It could be if you chose snipers and you want to change to auto, right? Like, you spent all your money on the best sniper rifle, and then you decide, I want to go with auto rifles. But it's not like I chose the wrong sniper rifle because there's a better type. Because there's just this type of gun, and this type of gun. They're very distinct. You know what I'm saying?
Shotgun, like, pistol, sniper.
Yeah. Oh, like, there's Scout, SM. There's Pulse, right? There's Magnum? The hand cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're all very distinct.
Shit.
So they don't have, like, varying levels where you get the new upgraded one, and then your past upgrades are useless. You just get a better version of the exact same gun.
I'm so down. So down for this.
Yeah. Anyway.
Colton just sent us a... Or he sent... He had a... Facebook fraud or something like that. He had to unlike and delete a bunch of friends and stuff like that. He sent me a message. He's like, listen, the only reason I unliked the podcast was because of this. Don't take any offense to it. You know,
Someone hacked his account?
Yeah, he had privacy issues.
Hmm.
Wow.
And he wants to play Destiny with us, man. So, I mean... I've been really bad at adding people onto my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, we played with Colton.
Because I'm a hermit, man.
A lot of fun.
I don't know.
You guys will try and connect with me, and, like, I just get invite after invite, and I'm, like, in the middle of Last of Us, or, like, I'm at the end of a 2-hour play session, I'm just like, I'm going to bed. Like, yeah. In the next 15 minutes. Or I'm about to put on Netflix, and you guys invite me to a party, I'm like, I don't want to talk to these guys. Like, I'm about to watch fucking Cosmos.
Always online, always best. Ignoring.
Yeah, always ignore. Only ignore. But, I mean, I'll get better at it. You know, I never really dive into the interface of these machines. Like, I don't even know how I would add a friend, to be honest. I added you guys somehow. Maybe you sent me...
Probably.
Yeah.
There's a notification that you just...
I gotta get better at it.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, guys. I'll add you all.
All right, Call of Duty Xbox One bundle with 1 terabyte hard drive. Coming out.
We're doubling up?
Doubling up.
That looks awesome.
Yep.
By the way. The that bundle. Are you gonna Are you thinking about buying an Xbox?
I'm going to buy it when they...
You're thinking about it, for sure.
I am thinking about it, for sure, but I'm probably going to buy it or wait till they shrink it down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Put the brick inside, maybe?
Yeah, well, I mean, you wanted your white one. Now you have two options for a white Xbox.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The Call of Duty Xbox is white.
No, it's like gray, brown.
Gray and white.
I don't think so. I think it's like all army colors.
I'm probably wrong.
What? September 9th, NHL 15.
Really?
Yeah. Same day as Destiny. There's a demo for Xbox One and PS4 on August 26th.
Fuck. Well, you know what? Somebody else will buy me NHL. I'm not really worried about that.
Really?
Somebody else being my wife's dad.
Hip.
Hip.
Does he play it? Or does he just want to
see it? I play it with her brother. I play it with Shelby's brother. But you know, I mean, I thought I pledged my allegiance to Tiger Woods over NHL.
Tiger Woods is never coming out?
Are you buying NHL?
No.
Shit. Well, I mean, like, I
Dan is fun always, Tim is.
Dan's gonna buy it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They'll each play it for 3 minutes total.
Yeah, but I don't like online. If I'm playing NHL with somebody, I want them to be in the room with me. So, I mean, if Dan's going to buy it, I have to go to Dan's house.
Yeah. Yeah. Hellblade was announced in a CG trailer by Ninja Theory.
What is it?
Makers of Enslaved, and it just looks like some girl with a sword.
Moving on.
Here's the thing.
Did it look okay?
Makers of Hellblade made Heavenly Sword. Hellblade.
What's Heavenly Sword?
It was a PS3 exclusive. Way back in the day. I heard it sucked.
So this is like the sequel?
I guess. They said it's not.
Spiritual successor.
Yeah.
That's what they probably call it.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Did anybody play that Ho-Ho-Cum game?
What?
No.
On PS4? It was one of the things. Yeah, it looks like shit. Housemark, makers of Rezogun, announced Alien Nation. PS4,
yeah.
Which is?
I don't know.
The sequel to Dead Nation.
Oh!
Did they make Dead Nation?
They did make Dead Nation.
It's Dead Nation with aliens. It's the same thing.
Ugh.
Add alien.
So technically Dead Nation came, and then Rezogun came.
Yeah.
Weird. Maybe they'll do a better job.
No.
No, they got the...
It looks the exact same.
Apparently Dead Nation is a good game.
Apparently it's good.
It's okay.
But I'll never... Oh, so bad.
It's very much the same experience through and through. I played a good 4 or 5 levels.
I did too.
And upgraded a few guns, but like
tons of chivos.
Yeah,
I think I installed it and then deleted it right away. I didn't like the I didn't like the thumbnail. Delete. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I think I played it. I was talking to Tim and Dustin, and I turned it on.
Hey, that's another big thing.
Not for me.
Themes are coming to PS4 in the new update.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we can change it from that ugly blue.
It was fine.
What was that other thing? SharePlay. I didn't even write that on here. SharePlay was announced for PS4.
Right.
Now it's like the Far Cry 4 thing where you can just invite a friend
to play. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. They kind of took a good idea. Yum! And then slap us in the face with it.
How?
Well, I mean, you have 10 keys that you get when you buy the game.
Yeah.
And you can gift those 10 keys... to your friends. Once you gift them, they're gone.
They can play for 2 hours.
And that accesses 2 hours of gameplay for you.
You can't play the entire game. Well, you're gonna make money.
Hang on.
I don't want to play any story missions. I thought we were going to just loot fucking dungeons together. Like, I was just going to help you loot caves.
I think you just go around smashing.
Hold on. Are you always playing in the other person's game? Or are you just playing that game yourself because your friend owns it?
No, you're with him.
So the game has to support multiplayer, co-op.
Yeah, you're right.
Like Far Cry 4, right? That seems like really odd.
But it's only certain segments of the game, and it's only for 2 hours at a time. Like, you can't progress in the story while there's someone else playing with you.
Do you know that?
I don't know that. I'm quoting hearsay.
I feel like you're going to struggle to find 10 hours or whatever, 20 hours of gameplay where a friend can come in, because you're not going to have that many games.
Yeah, but if you remember Far Cry 3, you can just spend a lot of your time taking over camps and stuff like that.
Sure.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that
you can do. Yeah, that's what they
show. Right, but the game has to support it, does it not?
Yeah.
You can't just... PlayStation can't just say, I'm going to take any random game, Resogun,
and... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Insert
Chad. Okay, yeah. You're talking about SharePlay?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking specifically about Far Cry.
Oh. Yeah, Far Cry's fine, because they're working it in. I'm assuming it's completely free.
Yeah.
They're just stealing the idea. I'm just thinking, like, how the heck is that going to work?
Yeah, it has to be a co-op game.
Yeah.
You just have this other...
Well, there was a lot of things that were going on during the PS4 conference, and it was obvious, like, the Gaikai stuff that they were pitching years ago, like, this is the kind of thing that they had in mind.
Yeah.
You know, like, these kinds of experiences. And they never actually pointed to Gaikai, the acquisition, but it was like... We would the amount of bandwidth that they would require to implement these kinds of things. This is their end game, not end game, but like, you know, this is their plan. This is part of the process of why they purchased that house.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and that's cool stuff. I mean, if they obviously certain developers will grab hold of this and find interesting ways to make it work for their games, and that's really exciting. Like, I love that they're reconnecting, like, couch multiplayer, where you can buy a game and hand the controller to me on a game that I don't own. So even though we're not sitting together on the same couch, we can play this game together and take turns.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff, man. I really, really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a cool idea.
It's a cool way to demo the game, too. Like, this would be a lot of fun for... Yeah. Like, that was a great 2 hours. I'm going to go out and buy the game so I can keep playing it with you.
Yeah, like... Do you want to try this game? Hey, yeah, like, you're calling me. Like, as far as from a business standpoint, if I'm on the board, like, with PS4 or whatever, first things first is let's get as many people logging on every single day as possible. We want to give every user a reason to log on every single day. Just get them on the interface, get them into the store, all that stuff. You know, advertising reasons, all that shit. We want them logging on at least, even if it's just for Netflix. And you're inviting me to, like, I see that you're online, and then you can just invite me to play whatever game you're playing is incredible. Like, that's a huge, huge thing that was kind of understated. Like, they mentioned that, hey, we're going to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big deal.
It is really big.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Excited to play it.
Went off on a tangent. I think that's fucking sick.
Who's not buying Far Cry 4, though?
Oh, I'm not buying it. Actually, it looks really good. It looks really, really good.
I'm just gonna throw these out.
Hold on. Is Far Cry not a better Tomb Raider?
Far Cry is not a better Tomb Raider. Far Cry is very different from Tomb Raider.
I didn't even like Tomb Raider that much.
Oh, well, Joe already said he did like it, so, where does Far Cry go off for you, where you put it on the not buy list? Just briefly.
Well, cohesive? Tomb Raider is much more focused. It's a smaller story. There's less fetch quests. There's less, full access, like, you know, like roaming. Like, it's just it's very much a, it's just a beginning, middle, and end game. There's a first level. There's a second level, even though they don't call it that.
Tomb Raider is.
Tomb Raider is, yes. And that's the pull for Tomb Raider.
Okay, so also, you like the shorter, more linear, closed experience.
Linear is the word I'm looking for. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't say I particularly like it, but in that environment, yes, I did like it. Huh. I like the more linear experience.
So you're deterred by the open world, do whatever area you want first type thing.
Roaming, beating around the bush, meeting new people just to extend the game length.
You played Far Cry 3, right?
For a bit.
Okay. There's no meeting new people. It's just take over this area. It's like Assassin's Creed.
Well, or... expanding the map, like getting up, like Tomb Raider is much more.
Shit. Just climb the hill.
Yeah, but Tomb Raider is much more cinematic. Like different set pieces, different action set pieces. I mean, you won't find those. The action set pieces in Far Cry are character. They're driven by you. You make them happen. If you want to drive a truck off a wall and then pull out your fucking
wingsuit
like this guy's doing, I mean, that's up to you. If you want to call elephants in, like anything that we've seen in the trailers so far, Like, it's really, it's driven by how you attack the game, where Tomb Raider is the story being told to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really have a choice that I'm not going to make that jump. Huh! I'm not going to make that jump and fall into a lake and run through the rapids. Like, it's all part of the experience that they're building for me. Don't compare them to two games.
I'm excited to...
No, I just... when I think about what you liked in Tomb Raider, I got to assume you're going to get the same thing out of Far Cry. You are shedding light on very specific differences. I just still think Far Cry is a great game, and you could still play it for what it is and get the same experience ignoring the extra stuff. But...
Well, it's an open world game. If I'm picking where I want my open worlds to be, I'll pick a world that I want to be in. And Far Cry is not that world for me.
Okay. I mean, that's a valid point, too. Right? Yeah. Like, just, I know you said before you're not crazy about the world of Far Cry.
Thank you, TJ.
Who was the bad guy in Tomb Raider?
The enemy. It was the guy who was on the boat with you, who was in league, or, like, he had different ideas of how he was going to use the power of the island.
Oh, the nerdy dude?
Yeah, there was... It was all weird.
It sucked. That story sucked.
The actors was wacky.
Really bad.
It got all mystical in the end.
Yeah.
Which is odd. Which is kind of in line with the Tomb Raider series, but... The bad guy in Far Cry is better, in my opinion. But,
I'm excited to see the new guy.
In Far Cry, if you happen to... I mean, I guess it's Tomb Raider specific, the dual-wielding pistols. But they made that an event. They made that, like, a set piece. Like, you finally have the dual-wielding pistols, you know? Like, Far Cry would just be like, new weapon... And now you've, like, here's your options to upgrade the weapon.
I know exactly what you mean. I when I played through Tomb Raider, I thought exactly what you did. Like, the pacing of the game and everything they gave you was very specific, you know? Yeah. Like,
sometimes I'd rather be part of that ride than a create-your-own-adventure in a world.
It's very polished and perfect. Everybody has the same polished, perfect experience because it's linear. I understand what you're saying.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's really not room for talk about it, though. Like, you don't sit down and be like, oh, remember that part in Tomb Raider?
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Or I did it differently.
It's like, no, yeah, this fucking part. I went to the top experience. Of this mountain and then, I don't know. This...
Linear is a good word to use. Linear is associated in a negative way a lot these days, but no, I mean, that's something that I look forward to.
Linear is okay. Experience.
Yeah. Last of Us was very linear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no freedom in that game at all.
It's weird.
Except for how you're going to get through it, shoot or sneak.
I remember thinking,
sneaker,
like, this game's way too populated with rooms to go in and cabinets to open, and, like, there's just nothing special in every... Yeah, I searched every single one of them, and it was either tape, fucking fluid...
Scissors?
I had so much.
Or, well, you can't have that much. You can have, like, a couple... You have to...
Yeah. At most three of each.
I remember the first time I reached for something, and it said full, and I was like, the fuck do you mean I'm full? It's like, you gotta go craft something, and like, oh, I can pick up the tape now. And every time, too, I was like, fuck. I would go into my crafting, build a fucking something or other, just so I could pick up tape.
Yeah, every time. Okay.
I would load my weapons just so I could get the ammo off the, like, no thing left behind.
Yeah.
Just like, I would pull up my gun and shoot into the sky just to pick up the ammo out of the fucking shelf.
Alright, so Wild... From the Rayman creator.
That looks really good.
Trailer for that?
Yeah.
No. There's just a bunch of animals running around.
I'm into it. Are you into it?
I don't know what it's about, but it looked kind of cool. Until Dawn is a horror game coming out for PS4. DayZ announced for PS4. The Tomorrow Children. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's PS4.
Sounds cool.
Evolve beta is coming exclusive to Xbox One in 2015.
How does that?
That's all I got. I don't know.
Oh, just I think
play Left 4 Dead.
Balance. You're either the Beast or the other guys.
Is that only multiplayer that game?
I think
PvP
so. Yeah.
Only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing. Just chase the evolving monster. Vice
that
versa.
Does sound really fun, though.
It does.
Games are too long.
I worry that it's gonna be like a Titanfall thing, where it's just like you've played both sides a couple times and you're just done with it. Yeah. Yeah.
It will be that.
That is.
Well, if there's guns and maps and variety, it depends on like the sense of achievement as you progress throughout the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you become better because I played it longer and I got better guns, or I don't know, that could exist, but I'm not very hopeful. You know what I mean?
You didn't mention Rime gameplay trailer.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, one of my most anticipated games of the year.
Yeah, how did I forget that?
Fucking looks good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I can't. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if we missed anything else from Gamescom.
This has pretty much become our Gamescom recap episode.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, we talked a lot.
I want to put some peace on StarCraft.
Okay.
I talked about it last week and how great it would be to get. I bought Heart of the Swarm, the Zerg expansion, and I started playing through the story. The story is awful. The worst acting I've ever seen. The worst storytelling, the worst writing, dialogue. It's so bad. But the stories, like the campaign missions, are pretty fun. But Kyle and I started playing online.
Of course.
A couple days ago. Like, he bought it afterwards. And we were just... It's the most relaxing game, even when it's like... We're playing against computer, but we're playing against, like...
Skirmish?
Hard computers.
Yeah.
And, like, three teams, and they're all against us. Our bases are really close together, so... We have strategy, and we're just kind of going, like, building, and just talking while it's happening. And it's like, fuck, they're coming in! And... The games last like an hour and 20 minutes, but it feels like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it just flies by.
We talked about playing, and I'm so glad you jumped in.
It's so good.
I was worried it was just going to not happen, and I haven't played yet, but I still would love to play with you guys.
Oh, how wild is Kyle's brain at this game?
He's played a lot, like back when like Wings of Liberty came out. So he knows a lot of strategy that like I don't even know. Like I played like 4 or 5 games, and I'm always Protoss, and I build these flying ships called Void Rays. And Tim knows what I'm talking about. This is like this is my only strategy is just build a bunch of Stargates, build these Void Rays, and their attack is a laser that just gets stronger and more powerful and does more damage the longer it's focused on one spot.
Yeah.
So when there's a bunch of them and you focus on one building...
Just done.
It'll take a command center down in like 2 seconds. Just it's amazing going through with that. But it's like they take a lot of resources and you have to keep building pylons and whatnot. But games are great.
How do you... I don't even know where to start with PC. I feel like I would install it. It would tell me about some weird fucking DLL that's not responding or something like
no,
that.
No, that's not
I'd have to copy... Oh,
Kyle's running StarCraft on the lowest possible settings because, like...
Because he wants it to run faster?
No, it's because this is the only way it could run.
What? I thought he had a beast.
The graphics card is butts nuts.
Why did you do that?
But he's playing it. It works fine. He's running Skype in the background. Him. And, yeah. Oh, it's fun. I love that game.
Well, are we going to talk about anything else?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Oculus Rift.
Why don't we do this? We'll go round table, single thought. Okay, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Pretty wild.
Very pixely.
This is how we're doing this, eh?
It's up to you.
Stomach churning.
I concur.
It blew my mind instantly.
3D goes a long way. Makes a big difference.
Yeah. When it doesn't make you puke.
Can't hold back the smile.
Yeah, true. That picture on... A picture on Instagram. I'm not joking with it. I'm just...
Did you share directly to Facebook on that?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'll make sure I share it to Facebook.
So, feel like a retard while playing and don't care.
Yeah, you look totally insane. Like, you handed me the keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you took it away from Joe, and, like I know the feeling of just, like, ah! Like, so just, what happened? I didn't see that in the game. Like, you're totally into the game.
You said I almost hit my head on the TV or something like
Dude,
that.
Dude, yeah, you turned, you almost hit the Oculus on the side of a crib. You were, like, a half inch away.
That's so wild.
Yeah, I had to start announcing, like, I'm going to take the keyboard now. I'm going to give you the keyboard now.
Chad,
it just hurts your brain when something.
You moved your head and the screen didn't turn, and I swear to God, you almost fell out of your chair.
I know, I was like...
You're like, what? And your whole back was just... Like you started in this backward bend, and, like, you didn't stop for a long time. I'm like, what is he doing? Is he
I think I went to a start screen or something.
Yeah.
And then, it wasn't responding to motion.
What else do I have to say?
Not plug and play at this point.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah. Oh, pre-alpha.
It took me 3 days to get to this point. At this point, it's not a lot, like you said.
Yeah, the thing keeps unplugging every 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. But even though, the hardware is so finicky.
2 billion wasted.
So sad, sucker.
Yeah, this thing is never going to be implemented. No. Or, like, it'll be, like, 10 years until...
Also,
it works.
Make sure you get a prescription from your podiatrist. What is it? What's an eye doctor?
Optometrist.
There you go.
Optometrist. What's a podiatrist? A kid doctor?
Yeah.
No, that's a pediatrician. Is that the same thing?
Podiatrist.
Yeah,
that's... Yeah. Your pads of your feet. Does not make any sense.
Anyway.
It has to do with feet.
Yeah, make sure you get a lens subscription from your oculatician.
Totally nailed it.
What is it called?
Optometrist.
An optometrist, because...
Oculistitrician.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. The thing comes with two different sets of lenses. You know, like, are your eyes A eyes or B eyes? Well, I mean, there's literally thousands of possibilities.
Why didn't they just make it clear? Like, why didn't they just make a clear one?
If you're nearsighted...
Why are you wearing glasses for that?
Oh, it compensates for you can take your glasses off and still use it.
Oh, really? Oculus is not...
It tries to.
It's not 2020.
No, it won't be because...
You got horse blindness. Because you got
two choices.
Yeah, it's not 180 either. Like, you can see the...
Yeah, I feel like you have to move your eyes in order to see the black.
Yeah.
You know? Heavy on your face.
I didn't mind the weight. Oh, I missed playing a game for you guys. There's a game where you use the reticle is huge, and you use the turning of your head to mark targets to be shot, and the whole game is just head
using your head
neck cranking, like.
That's pretty cool.
It is kind of neat, actually.
Yeah. I mean, if you get actual development houses, but the problem is you've got to build for this thing from the ground up.
No, you don't have to.
Well, I mean, you should. And the install base is not large enough to demand that kind of...
Well, here's the thing. There's hundreds of games that work for DK1, the first development kit.
Yeah.
Like, Half-Life 2 works.
Really?
Somebody built a program where it takes Half-Life 2 and splits it into two screens and offsets the camera such that it works for, you know, one for each eye. It's probably not very 3D or probably not 3D at all.
Well, if you know how to get into like the debug mode and then add a second camera right next to your main camera, then essentially you've got a 3D image happening already.
Right.
I mean, that's the beauty of games is they're already built in a 3D world. So you just need to have two different, you know, you have to have offset displays.
Is that double the processing power?
Yeah.
Graphically, yeah.
Because it's two screens.
To build the scene, no, but TJ mentioned two cameras.
The way it works is you're what would you say? You're extending your desktop with two extra screens, right?
Yeah. You don't have to do it that way, to be honest.
Oh, no?
That's how you get the old games to work. The new games moving forward access the Rift directly, and it can turn off your monitor. Oh, cool. But you are essentially giving two outputs, one for each eye. So every game, in order to be 3D, has to have two cameras.
Yeah.
Or you can have the same camera... And it's not 3D.
3DS, Nintendo talked about that when they were launching 3DS. They took, like, Mario 64 and like, oh, let's just throw another camera in there, and then boom, you had a 3D Mario game.
That worked?
Yeah, for 3DS, yeah. The little demos that were around the model's waists at E3, like, 3 years ago. It was just old Nintendo stuff that they added a second camera on. In short, I watched Amazing Spider-Man 2. There's nothing wrong with that movie. I mean, it's getting a lot of hate, but I thought it was fine. It falls in between, like, you know, you've got your Marvel Universe movies now, and then you've got the crazy ones like Punisher and all these weird, like, fucking rated R movies. Yeah, like, that don't really make sense.
Yeah.
Well, they're fine and dandy. And then you've got the other school, which is, like, X-Men, I mean, to a certain extent, the old Spider-Man... Fantastic Four, it fits just fine in with that crew of movies.
Right.
I mean, the new X-Men stuff is a little more mature and a little better, but the biggest problem with Spider-Man 2 is I feel like it suffers from like an identity crisis. At times, you don't know if you're watching a movie that's made for kids or made for you, and that's the biggest struggle. But the villains are like, for instance, Electro is really slapsticky, and he's like very comic booky villain, like he's pulled right out of a comic.
Right.
But then you expect him to be menacing, or they expect you to feel menaced I guess is, I don't know, they expect you to feel like fear for this guy, fear of this guy. But I mean, it deals with some of the most mature Spider-Man content from the comics, and they pull it off really well. I mean, it wasn't a joke. It was actually pretty serious at certain points. And you just got to kind of let yourself have fun. The special effects are amazing. And Spider-Man looks disgusting. He looks better than he's ever looked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, flying through the air. You know, I mean, he's constantly doing one-liners, like a Power Ranger. But Spider-Man used to do that all the time in the comics. So it's like, I don't know what you want out of that movie, but it's fine. I thought it was really good. It's a 3.5.
Yikes.
I don't have the highest expectations for that movie.
It's so much better than the first one. I'll put it that way.
Yeah? Then oh, yeah. I'm going to be okay with that. Like, what I'm saying is it probably can't do me wrong, especially after the review you just gave it, so...
No, it's fine. Just let yourself kind of enjoy it. Take it for what it's worth. You know, I think it got such bad reviews that they pushed the sequel back 2 years.
Hmm.
2 fucking years, man. That's a long time.
Well, when you can only release a movie
every 2 years from this, not 2 years from now, 2 years from the release date they already announced.
Oh, really?
So, like, 2017 or some shit like that.
Damn, dude.
There are other Spider-Man Universe movies that they replaced that date with, but it's not like a...
Is that going to be The Amazing Spider-Man, then?
Sinister Six. They're setting up for a Sinister Six movie, however that's going to work. But that's
pretty cool.
Who's in the...
Well, Spider-Man 2 is the pitch for Sinister Six.
Is it?
Yeah.
Electro's part. There's a different, like, it's always different, but it's usually
Vulture, Kingpin, Dr. Octopus.
Octopus is the Rhino, leader, right?
Rhino,
the chick.
Sandman.
I don't know.
Croc.
They always re-release the comics the same way they do with movies in, like, batches. Okay. And it changes, but, like, Octavius is the leader, I think, generally.
Dr. Octopus will be in the Sinister Six movie. Rhino also.
I don't know who
they've
Rhino
already
is.
Set those two up.
Really?
It's good, man. You know what? I watched it on HD download, but I would honestly say wait for the Blu-ray. It's gonna look fucking great on Blu-ray.
It's out.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, watch it on Blu-ray.
Chad would know. No, fuck that. I'll be downloading it.
Yeah, it was fine. And also watch Cosmos on Netflix. It's disgusting.
Who does Cosmos?
Neil
deGrasse Tyson.
deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
My favorite That's person in the whole world.
Really?
I love him.
Better than Morgan Freeman.
Much better than Morgan Freeman.
I know he's a subject matter expert versus Morgan Freeman who just narrates, but...
Better than Abumrad.
What about Through the Wormhole? You ever seen those?
Yeah, I tried.
Port?
And you like Cosmos better?
Yeah.
First episode of Cosmos is...
It's great.
Mind-blowing?
Yeah.
It's great. The way they narrate it and the way they essentially put you on the ship of the imagination and they can show you anything and he's right there, like, explaining what it is. And, like, he'll break it down into real world terms. And it's not like for babies. Like, here's 2 apples and then you add 3 more.
Mm-hmm.
5 apples. It's more like they'll tell you about the concept, but then they'll also tell you about the person who developed the concept, and that's what the really interesting stuff is. It really, like, grounds it in, like, the history of the idea, which is amazing.
Okay.
So I highly recommend that you watch that.
Okay. Well, I got a lot of recommends from you I got to catch up on.
Well, I mean...
I'll put it in the queue.
You should be recommending something for me as part of our new one watch per week.
Yep.
Quota.
So, yeah, we should introduce that. We're going to essentially try to bring either one TV or movie at least per week to the show.
And if you have any ideas, let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know. A show I've been trying to watch, it's brand new. I want to say it's on FX. It's The Strain.
Oh, I wanted to watch it.
The Strain?
Yeah, The Strain.
So I'll watch at least 3 episodes of The Strain.
Okay,
is that possible?
Probably an hour long or pretty close to it, I'm thinking.
Minutes.
The first episode is double, I think. And I've got it for you on USB.
You?
Okay.
One of you. Because I forgot the shittiest bandwidth. And
download.
Yeah. And I would say at least watch the first two. I will commit to watching the first two. I'll try to watch at least 3 or more, you know what I mean? But just because that would be the first episode, and then we can kind of...
You know, and I don't want to muddy up the actual... what's the word? Not investment, but... responsibility here. I'm going to watch 3 episodes. That's my standard.
Okay, I'll watch.
Should be the standard, no matter what. It's half hour. It's an hour. The first episode's 2 hours. 3 episodes is what I'm going to watch for you. Okay, but
all right, 3 episodes.
And you better be doing the same thing for me.
I'll do 3.
Thank you.
Do you know who's in it?
No, I'm just going to go home and download The Strain season 1, episode 1, 2, and 3, and then blind watch.
It's got 2 Game of Thrones characters in it.
Oh, doesn't it have Kat in it?
No.
Okay, good.
It's got.
Wait a minute. Do I want like?
No, it doesn't matter.
But I mean, if they're in
one of them's dead already in the show.
It's and another one's about to be.
No, and the other one's Walder, who's just happens to not be part of the show. Walder Frey.
He's gonna be dead soon,
which is really weird.
That's how it works. You see them in another show, it means they're dying in the show they're already in.
Well, yeah.
100% of the time.
No. Walder Frey.
Yeah, he's in 3 episodes out of 96.
Theon's not dead. Where's he? He's not in the show, but.
He's too ugly.
What are you talking about?
There's lots of characters that you don't.
Spoilers!
No. I don't know if Theon died.
Alright, I'll watch the first 3 episodes of The Strain.
I'm excited for it.
I'll watch it too.
Actually, by this time next week.
That's from the Battlestar?
Oh, shit, it is. Yes. Ronald D. Moore. Yeah. The producer / writer, I think. Of the revived Battlestar, which is the good one. Not to sell you the old one, but.
By this time next week, we might have 3 episodes of that Clive Owen show.
Oh, yeah.
We could jump into that. But for this week, it's The Strain. So, look forward to it. Join us in watching it, and you'll hear how we thought, and we can compare notes. TJ, you want to take it home?
Sure. That's it this week for the All Range Mode podcast. If you're trying to find us online, you can go to allrangemode.com. It's the best way to reach us. There's feedback directly on the podcast there on the main page. Facebook is facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast or RAM or ARM podcast.
ARM.
Sorry, @ARM podcast.
On Twitter.
Yep.
You know how to find us. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. So let us know what you think. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, All Range Mode out.
Cocky
little
freaks.